Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
The last broadcast of the Phil Hendry Show, last live broadcast that we will ever create for the radio will be June 23rd. We are moving on into the world of television, film, landscape architecture is something that I've wanted to try. Restaurant owning. I don't know. Gardening, the orchard that I've been growing. It's just so much. And so on the 23rd, will be the last live broadcast. Our website, however, remains alive and brimming with material from the show. And please go to www.philhendryshow.com. Sign up on our email list so we can keep in touch with you through the summer and let you know about the exciting things going on. Robert Greene is joining me from Fraser Foods in Buena Park, the author of the new book, Behind the Makeup, The Myth of Female Beauty. Bob, thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Phil.
The book outlines what you call devices that women use to deflect or to confuse men into thinking that they're more attractive than they are. Am I summarizing that?
Yeah, essentially, I wanted to write this book for two reasons. It was inspired by personal experience, but I think the overriding reason why I decided to write this book is I felt that someone had to sort of, as they say in the newspaper business, tear the lid off of the story. And the story is that women have been using for hundreds of years these devices to trick men, I think, into assuming that they are more attractive than they are. Now, I don't have any complaint with female beauty. I do have a complaint, and I think all men would have complaints if they knew that female beauty is one thing, but to enhance it to the point where you don't look exactly the way you do, I think is dishonest. And in our book, we outline different ways that this is done. And I also go back and anecdotally point out experiences of mine where I think there's a little bit of a hypocrisy there between female beauty, male beauty, and where we can perhaps find a meeting of the minds.
Tell me about when you say devices, are you talking about makeup?
Well, let's list the things that women use. One of them, Phil, is a thing called pancake makeup or foundation. Foundation or pancake makeup is almost like a second skin. Women put this on, and in some cases they put it on so thick, it's almost as if they've put on a new layer of skin. That's how thick it is. It is generally the same color as the underlying complexion, the underlying flesh tone. The next thing they use is something called eyeliner. Now, eyeliner is used to draw almost a more defined line around the eye to accent the eye. The color used generally is to accent the color of the eye. There is mascara. This is something that is used to cause the eyelashes to stand up. Lipstick, which of course reddens, deepens the color of the lips. Blush is a device used by women to make their cheeks look as if there is color or there's more blood going to the face or there is more, more oxygenation of the blood. So they look healthier. There's also something that women use, and you've heard of it, we've all heard of it, it's called a wig. The wig is, as we know, it is a set or a cap of false hair. Women wear these, and some of them spend a lot of money for them. I have, for the last 4 years, had in place a hair system myself. It is a...
What is a hair system?
Well, just don't interrupt me. Let me just finish this thought. I'm sorry, Phil. I didn't mean to... But if I could finish the thought?
Yeah, go ahead.
I've had in place for the last 4 years a hair system from Newman Enterprises. It is top of the line. It is a system that is valued up to $15,000. And yet, women... No one mentions a woman's wigs. I have constantly had to tell people, I don't wear a toupee, I don't wear a wig, I have a hair system. And yet women are allowed to wear wigs, and there is no real social stigma or taboo. I met a woman about 6 months ago in a restaurant, and we were getting friendly, and we got romantic. And I remember at one point I ran my fingers through her hair, and I could feel netting. Now, I don't know about other men, but that is an absolute turnoff. And
you could feel the netting of a wig.
Yeah, exactly. I could feel that she was wearing a wig. Women have written beauty books before, but this book is written for men. We wrote Behind the Makeup, The Myth of Female Beauty, to expose what's been going on, and I feel it's time to expose it.
Well, let me ask you the obvious question. Don't you think men are aware of the fact that women wear makeup?
But most men find out too late, and that's the point. You don't know if she's wearing makeup until it's too late. We think this book's going to save people a lot of heartache and a lot of time and a lot of money. A lot of families are going to be saved. A lot of children are going to have fathers and mothers when men realize that what they're seeing is many times not what they're getting.
Now, in the book, you recommend to be very sensitive with women in trying to ascertain how much of this makeup...
If I could interrupt you, you call it makeup. We call it the device. We call it the camouflage device or the device of deception.
All right, but you recommend first to have sensitivity, because women do have vanity, and to delicately put as you possibly can that she is to take the makeup off, or...
No, what we say is, as delicately and as kindly as you can, suggest to her that you are going to go to the bar, or you're going to order a couple of drinks for the two of you if you've just met her, and that you would suggest to her that she go into the ladies' room to scrub off whatever she is wearing on her face. And that way, the two of you, you know what you're seeing. And you can get her to rub it off. There's another way that we have. You can simply reach over and say, there's something on your cheek, and you reach over as if to brush it away, and you just whisk her cheek a little bit. Now take a look at your finger. If it's brown... If it's brown, and in the book we make a joke, you know, we say if it's brown and it's, you know, it's not brown for the reason you thought it would be, you have a situation there. And
all right, I'm going to give our phone number out here. It's 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking with Robert Greene. The book is called Behind the Makeup, The Myth of Female Beauty. And it's an expose on what you call the divisive deception that women use to make themselves look as unlike themselves, right?
That's the key. There, you hit the nail right on the head, Phil. Women have been trying to make themselves look as unlike themselves for so long that when a man finally does see the woman that he has married or has been living with for 6 months to a year and gets a good look at her without makeup, It can be a very traumatic event. Now, one of my favorite stories is of the woman, and this is a true story, Phil, and this woman was the wife of one of our board members. She woke up every morning at 4 a.m. and put on makeup. And the reason why is because her husband had never seen her without makeup, and they'd been married for 3 years. And she had told this to a girlfriend who, and the word gets around, who told it to my wife at the time. I went to him and I said, I feel I need to tell you something. Have you ever seen your wife without makeup? And he didn't know what I was talking about. I said, well, you know, makeup, but they're putting on foundation. He felt that she wore very little makeup and that what he was seeing was really her face. And so he got her out of bed one morning before she could get her makeup on, and he had I don't know if you've ever seen the large camping flashlights.
Yes.
He turned this on her face. Would not. She wanted to go to the bathroom and try to. She wanted to try to rub on as much as she could, but he got out a camping flashlight and hit the light, and he saw. Then he saw.
Robert Greene is with us. The book, Behind the Makeup, The Myth of Female Beauty. 1-800-449-8686. Karen, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, hi. I was driving my car, and I almost cracked up, literally and figuratively speaking, because I think Mr. Greene sounds insane. That's what makes women women. and not men. I understand that.
Well, no, what makes a woman, I think, is far more significant and deeper than the exterior.
Yes, that part is true. And also in Jewish religion, you have the Orthodox sect that would agree with what you're saying, that the true unvarnished self of just a natural beauty. But when you're talking about cosmetics and wigs, etc., being devices, that's a little bit far-fetched.
Well,
and
wait,
also, I made a living as a fashion model and a former beauty queen.
That the, well, you say you were a beauty queen.
A former beauty queen and high fashion model.
What do you mean a former beauty queen?
I'm sorry?
What do you mean by a former beauty queen?
Were you the winner of a pageant, Karen, or something like that?
Yes, numerous pageants, and
while
what you say is true, they always say don't put on a lot of makeup.
Right, but let me ask you, beauty queens wear makeup.
Yes.
And the reason they do is because if you were to get a woman and just put her in a chair and scrub that stuff off of her, what are you going to see? Well, at least the man has a right to know what he's getting, don't you think?
Yes, that part is true, but may I say something? When you're in a courting relationship, like you said you were getting romantic with the woman that you met.
Have you ever done a photo shoot without makeup?
When you're in a courting,
exactly.
When you're in a courting relationship, it's everything in life is an illusion, but when you're seeing someone, they eventually will see you without all the makeup.
You want to see her before you get into all of that without the makeup.
That's a very naive thing.
You don't know what you're... How is that naive?
When you're talking about a little bit of makeup, are you talking about a lot of makeup? It sounds like you're talking about women who are loaded up with makeup.
The point is, we don't know. Men don't know. Men are in the dark. That's why we wrote the book.
Very naive. May I ask your age and if you're single?
You know, Karen, you models take it on 3 inches thick because underneath you look like Rosie O'Donnell, so you know what I'm talking about.
That's not true.
Wait a minute, man.
Can I tell you something?
Hold on
for a minute.
I was at the Playboy Mansion.
Any modeling agency,
I was at the
and they will look at you without any makeup.
I was at the Playboy Mansion.
That part is true. When you become a model, you're put makeup on. But when you walk into any model agency, they will do what you say.
Playboy Mansion. I was in the cabana near the pool. This is the Playboy Mansion. Now, you tell me if there's a place on Earth where there is the illusion anyway of beautiful women. Now, I'm in the cabana area smoking a cigar. In comes one of these models, no makeup. Now, other than the large breasts, she looked like she was working at a Dairy Queen. Have you ever seen
that? That's life. That's life. Men have illusions, too.
The biggest example I can give you of this, have you ever seen Oprah without makeup?
I've seen many, many. Of course, but that's life. You sound so naive.
No, ma'am, I'm saying that Oprah looks...
Go to Hollywood. I hung out in Beverly Hills, the biggest stars in the world,
Oprah,
without makeup, look like anybody
else.
I
saw Bridget Fonda without makeup. She's beautiful. Bridget Fonda without makeup is beautiful. But Oprah Winfrey without makeup, you got LeVar Burton's double.
So what? But I'm saying
what
women do. You're making it like it's a sin.
No, but what about the man she's with, Stedman? That poor man has
don't say poor man. You don't think in a relationship of 20 years he's seen her without makeup?
He has
you're
suffered.
Based on just your assumption that women shouldn't wear makeup.
He has suffered in silence.
I go out all the time with and without makeup, and maybe I look a little bit different, but my features are good. But, you know, I have boyfriends in numerous marriages where they saw me with and without my makeup.
Exactly. And the key phrase there is numerous.
Numerous.
See? Yeah.
Yes.
More than one.
Yes.
Are you getting my drift here?
That's no reflection of me wearing makeup. That's just my Gemini nature.
Are you getting my drift here?
No, I'm not.
Stedman,
who is
your boyfriend,
book is based on...
Stedman, who's the boyfriend of Oprah, has been living with a woman that looks like LeVar Burton, and you don't hear a lot about what he thinks or doesn't think.
That's not nice to say that she looks like that. That's not
I get a picture of Oprah without makeup, and you look at it, who was the guy that didn't have eyes?
A foreign country where the women are covered, like you're saying, should be subservient.
Karen's making some good points. Karen, I gotta take a break. I appreciate very much your phone call. 1-800-449-8686. What do you mean Stedman suffers in silence?
The gentleman that Oprah Winfrey is with, his name is Stedman?
Yeah.
Is that his last name or his first name?
I honestly don't know.
See, that's, the man is so anonymous that he's like a Brazilian soccer player, just one name. And I find that insulting on his behalf. So she says, yes, Stedman this and Stedman that. But we don't know the suffering that that man's been through because he thought he was getting, Oprah looks good on TV. I mean, I'm not particularly interested by some, but that's neither here nor there. But then he gets her home, he gets the makeup scrubbed off of her, and who knows when he was able to get the makeup off of her, probably within 2-3 years.
Then he could have left her, I guess, if he finds her to be unattractive. Is that what you're saying? That
how are you going to leave $50 million a year? You know, you got a woman, you take the makeup off of her, and dogs start howling, but how are you going to leave $50 million a year?
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Robert Greene, the book is Behind the Makeup, The Myth of Female Beauty. We just heard from a former beauty queen, the lady saying, hey, you know what? That's just life. That's the way women are. Robert Greene says that men don't find out that women are wearing makeup until it's far too late. And he mentions Stedman, Oprah's boyfriend, who to this day suffers in silence because he's living with a woman that looks like LeVar Burton, which I think is, I agree with Karen, that's cruel. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Whenever you think of someone with hair, think of me, Bob Greene.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Robert Greene is joining me. Mr. Greene is the CEO of Fraser Foods, a retail grocery chain throughout the Southwest. Which brings me to a question, sir. You're the CEO of a retail grocery chain, and yet you've written a book called Behind the Mask, The Myth of Female Beauty. How did you get on that topic?
It's a very good question, Phil. I am divorced 4 years. I got back into the dating game. I found myself a little surprised at what I found out there. I have worked very hard in my life, and fortunately, knock wood, I've got a few dollars put away, and I am not a man without means. I have a beautiful home, and I enjoy my home, I enjoy my vacations, and I could offer a woman a great deal, and yet I have had a difficult time, I think, sustaining a relationship. I wear a $15,000 hair system from Newman Enterprises, which is a top-of-the-line hair system. I get this crack from a lot of women about wearing a toupee. All right, fine, great. What about your wig? And then it stops them. Then it just stops them in their tracks. So I decided...
I want to go back. Do women say...
Well, they ask me, are you wearing a toupee? And I'll say, I do not wear a toupee. This is my own hair. This is my hair. And they'll say, well, no, we insist you wear it. I said, I have a hair system, if that's what you're referring to. And that's when all bets are off. See, I'm about to buy her a drink. I'm about to actually buy her a drink. Now I say, guess what? You're on your own, sister. And why is that? Because she gets to wear a wig. And if in the off chance that you take a lady home and you're about to get intimate with her and you're running your fingers through her hair and you're feeling mesh netting, boy, I'll tell you, that'll put you off your meal.
1-800-449-8686. I'm going to go over to Eva. Hi, Eva. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi, Eva.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Fine.
I was listening to the radio. I'm on the freeway. And listen, my idea about this is all relationships are not based upon the physical beauty of people. There are many people who are made up, and their husbands want them made up, you know? The men in their lives are happy to have them made up.
Now that brings me to Oprah. Now, Stedman,
okay.
I'm sure that Stedman has begged her to put makeup on. I say this with all due respect. Oprah is a wonderful story. She's a great success story. But without makeup, she is the god of gremlins.
All right, hold on. Eva, can you hold on?
Yes.
I'll be right with you when we get back.
I want to come in on that, please. Yeah. I want to come in on that. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, that poor guy Stedman, I mean, somebody better throw that guy a lifeline.
1-800-449-8686. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 2 feet shorter than models. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
We're back with Robert Greene. The book is called The Myth of Makeup. And Mr. Greene wrote this book as a way of alerting men to what he calls these devices of deception behind the makeup, the myth of female beauty. I'd rather get off of Oprah Winfrey.
No, Phil, I don't. Look, Oprah Winfrey is a great, great success story. I bring it up only to say there's just two things that are curious. Stedman, what is that? Is that that's her boyfriend? Is that what that is?
He's the man that she lives with, yeah.
Is that right? Well, I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but I am going to say something now that is talked about in Hollywood quite frequently. As a matter of fact, it is taken as gospel, and that is that Oprah Winfrey is not very much into boys, if you get my drift. And so Stedman, if you're telling me he ain't there for the money, when the woman that he's sleeping with, as soon as that makeup comes off in the shower, I mean, do you understand that she gets in the makeup at 6 a.m. for a 4 p.m. show? So that's...
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. But look, it could happen to anybody. Mike Nichols has lived with it for years. Now, Mike Nichols is married to a woman named Diane Sawyer, one of the great journalists of modern times. But take a good long look at Diane Sawyer. No, even longer. I'm sure you're going to find that...
All right, so what are you saying here, man? That we dismiss a woman because of her looks?
No, I just want a guy to know what he's getting. Instead of somebody making fun of my hair system while she's got on something that came off of a styrofoam head. See, that's the point I'm making.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Here is Dora. Dora, go ahead. You're on The Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, you know, I just want to...
I didn't mean to interrupt, but Joan Rivers, there's a lot of makeup and a lot of plastic surgery there, and everybody thinks she's just gorgeous.
Go ahead, Dora.
You know, I just have to say you are the biggest hypocrite that I've ever heard, I've ever listened to in my entire life. You make absolutely no sense.
Man,
You're wearing a fake
hair piece. Have you ever heard Adolf Hitler? Did you ever hear a speech by Adolf Hitler?
I would never want to hear a speech
from
Adolf Hitler.
He would be the biggest hypocrite you'd ever hear.
Okay, trust me. I think you're bigger. Because you make absolutely no sense. You're wearing a toupee. And you're telling women that you don't want a woman that wears a wig. You don't want a woman that wears makeup. Let me tell you something.
Ma'am, I wear a hair system.
You don't have to worry about a woman telling you or you ever finding out that she wears makeup. Let me tell you why. Because you're never going to get a woman. Because you're a loser. You're the biggest loser I've ever heard of.
You can call me a loser, ma'am, but I'm the CEO of a major corporation with 28 stores throughout the Southwest.
Let me tell you something,
loser.
You ain't going to... You're not
going to sell any man you've ever been out with.
You are not going to sell a book because you're the biggest hypocrite.
If I was selling them to you, I wouldn't, but I'm selling them to men. And men need to know this. Men need to know this.
Well, wait
a
minute.
Let me tell you something.
Dora said something. Dora, this is Phil Hendry. I want to ask, because she said something. You're wearing a toupee.
Whoa. Hold on. The two of you now have said that. I wear a hair system.
Oh, come on. You can't be serious. A hair system.
Wait, hold on for a minute. What is a hair system as opposed to a toupee? A toupee is someone else's hair. This is my hair.
So this is a rug. It's a rug with your hair on it. This is what you're wearing. You're wearing a rug with your hair on it.
No, ma'am, I'm wearing a hair system. But how come you women get to go out and wear a wig?
I would never wear a wig. How the hell old are you? Who are you dating is what I want to know.
Oh, there's all kinds of women that wear wigs.
Oh, come on. What are you? How old are you?
Ever heard of cancer? Ooh, gotcha.
That's
why
you won't answer the
question. Wait a minute. What does that mean?
You won't answer the question about how old you are because you know you're an old fart that has absolutely no understanding of why women would wear makeup.
Let me ask you something, and I say this in my book. If a woman's wearing... You didn't read my book. If a woman's wearing a wig...
I would never want to read your book.
If a woman's wearing a wig, it's a tip-off that she's had breast cancer, and that's, you know... You're going to want to know that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Why is that?
So you're telling me that if you had a wife, and if, Trust me, you'll never get one, I can tell you
well,
that. Right
why
now.
Is that evil? I've been married already, okay, so I already got one.
And you're divorced, and you're having the problem getting women, I hear? Yeah, trust me, you ain't never going to get one.
You know why I'm having a problem getting
women? Let me just tell you something.
Because
so
they lie about their
looks. Let's
just
say that you did have a significant other, and that significant other was a natural beauty that never had to wear any makeup. And you're married to a person for, let's say, 10 years. And 10 years goes by, and all of a sudden, your wife comes down with cancer, God forbid. And she has to go through chemotherapy, and she has to wear a wig. Okay? You're going to tell me that you're going to divorce her because she has to wear a wig?
Well, I'm going to talk to her about, you know, the phoniness of it. Because, see...
But you're phony.
What are you talking about, man?
Phony.
No, I'm not. I wear
a
Newman Enterprises $15,000 hair system, which
you know,
has nothing to do...
I cannot believe that the women that have already called in here have been listening to the crap that's coming out of your mouth. Because you sound like the biggest loser walking.
All right, you can call me a name, but I bet you wear about 6 inches of makeup on your kisser.
I'll bet you you're so wrong.
Then why are you reacting so vigorously? The man in your life, that poor bastard,
I'll bet you are an ugly mutt with no life that is sitting here making an issue over women wearing makeup.
You can make assumptions all you want. You can insult me. I'm simply saying that the time has come for women, for men to hold their women down if they have to, get a scrub brush and a cloth, and get that stuff off their faces and take a look.
You're unbelievable.
Do you put a mask on at night?
Do I put a mask on? I don't need a mask. You're talking to a beautiful woman here, sir. You have no idea. I'm advocating for all the women in the world that are, you know.
I bet you're really kind to your ugly girlfriend. You take them on vacation once a year and let them hang out with you. Is that it?
Oh, now, wait a minute.
On your vacation,
wait
sir.
A minute,
what
man.
What do you do on your vacation?
It's 250.
Just sit by yourself?
Yes. If 250 pounds is beautiful, you're a knockout. But we're talking about...
You don't know that, and now you're getting into insults. Now, what I want to know here, Mr. Green, is the lady said a woman with breast cancer?
I'm saying in my book, I'm not talking about a wife. I'm saying if you meet a woman, you take her out for drinks, and you see her wig slip or whatever, that's a tip-off.
You have a wig.
No, I don't.
You're wearing a hair system,
no,
whatever
yeah,
a hair system is. Explain a hair system, then. Explain a hair system.
Well, explain
what is that.
All right, I will explain as soon as you explain how 250 pounds of blubber is beautiful.
Who's talking about 250 pounds of blubber?
You called yourself beautiful, didn't you?
I did say I was beautiful. How do you know how much I weigh?
Look,
how would you know that?
Look, there are a lot of guys that find an ass 6 axe handles deep is beautiful, so congratulations.
Oh, well, you know what, sir?
Mr. Green? Your book, you devalue your book, you devalue your work, and you make yourself silly. When
this lady insists on calling my hair system a toupee, she gives me no respect.
Well, why?
It is.
What difference does
it? Tell me what a hair system is then.
It is.
This hair system that you're wearing, tell me what it is.
If I could get a word in, Mr. Hannah.
Go ahead.
My hair has been re-systemized.
What does that mean? What is sitting on top of your head right now?
What is
sitting on top of your head?
15,000.
You don't have implants, right? They're not implanted, are they?
No, they are not.
You know what you're wearing? You're wearing a piece of material that has your hair connected to it with a piece of freaking glue sticking from your scalp to the piece of material that's holding your hair. It is a wig.
It is re-systemized hair from...
There is something wrong with you, sir. There is something wrong with you.
No, the only thing wrong with...
If you sell any books tonight, if you sell any books, period, it'll be a freaking miracle. And I cannot believe the other women that have called in have not said the same thing that I'm saying right now.
I got to ask you, there's a point in your book, Mr. Green, where you say the one way to find out how much makeup a woman's wearing, when you're dancing next to her, you're slow dancing, run your nose up. What is it, run your nose up and down her face?
He's nuts.
Well,
this guy's crazy.
No, you know, you can laugh if you want, Mr. Henry, but there's a lot of guys out there that spend a lot of... And again, I go back to Stedman. Good for him. He's married to $50 million. And look what he's married to for $50
million. You know what?
You're jealous. That's the problem. You're jealous.
I'm jealous of the $50 million, yeah. But you know what? I'm worth 25, so...
So let me ask you a question.
You're worth 25.
So
she makes 50 million.
If you could be in Stedman's position today, you would take it? Would you take Oprah Winfrey if you could have her today?
In Stedman's position right now, as of today, I'd probably not be breathing.
Why?
Because she's probably sitting on his face.
All right, man. That's what I call the kind of crap and insulting book. You're not going to sell a book. You're not going to sell any books.
How else is that guy going to live with $50 million unless he's just prone on his back, holding his breath, and hoping it ends soon?
What an
You are full of crap.
All right, look.
Look, Dora, I wish you all the best in the world in the Miss Big and Beautiful pageant.
You're funny. You really are.
A lot of men are suffering today. Because you're getting up in the morning at 4 a.m., putting on your 8 inches of makeup, and then getting slipping back into the bed quietly. So when he wakes up, he goes, "Oh, look at the vision that's lying in the bed next to me." And I bet you got an extra bottle of extra strength Lavoris too.
You know what you are? You know what you are? You're a sour old fart.
I'm sour.
And you're sour because you can't get
you
anyone.
Call me 42.
And no one
if
wants
you're
you.
42.
No one would want you in a million years. And if they hear this. If anybody,
you know, something, you get up in
a 10-foot pool, they're nuts.
You're rinsing your mouth out every morning with, rubbing alcohol.
Yeah.
And your husband says, "Oh, wow, she doesn't have morning breath. I wonder why."
Oh, really?
I wrote the book for him, and guys.
What do
like
you
it.
Have? What do you have?
It doesn't matter.
Why does it matter? Because you're perfect.
I'm a man.
You're perfect walking around.
I'm a man. My power is in my money. I'm a man. My power is in my money. Men's power is in their money. Women's power is in their beauty.
Oh, your money. You know what? All the money in the world couldn't get me to be with you. And trust me, honey.
I guarantee that everyone has their price. Everyone has their price. I could pay you enough. Yes, you would.
Hey, if you want a woman that you can give them your money to stay with you, they're just laughing up the sleeve at you.
Look, I'm a rich man. Why wouldn't I?
Oh,
and as
my
for
God.
You, you're right.
I'll tell you why.
I have a lot of money.
Because you can't get a woman any
the
other way.
The problem is you have to pay me.
You're a loser.
You'd have to pay me.
Look, this is...
No, I can't take it anymore. She doesn't care that...
Oh, good, I'm good.
No, she doesn't care that Stephen's up there suffocating right now as we talk.
You're a jerk. You are a jerk, and I hope no one ever buys any of your books.
Well, just remember, tomorrow morning when you read in the paper that Stephen...
Don't buy any books from Robert Greene because he sucks. He's a loser.
You want to know something? When you read in the paper... I can't believe Mr. Henry...
Oh, look, I got to take a break.
No, she's going to read in the paper tomorrow morning that Stephen has died with exploded lungs.
You're nuts. There is something wrong with you. You're psychotic.
No, there's something wrong with you.
All right.
You need drugs.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
The juices flow when Bob Green's in town.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Well, I don't know whether I want to answer a question like that. We're back with Robert Greene. The book is called...
If I could interrupt you for a minute, Phil.
Go ahead.
And I am going to say this with the greatest of appreciation that you've got me on your program, but the last two times you tried to say the name of my book, you haven't had the name of it. It's called Behind the Makeup. And
well, I'll tell you, sir, if I'm not getting the name of your book right, it's because I'm distracted by some of the ways that you're communicating. Now, you just asked me off the air, have I got a good look at Sarah Shahi? Is that what you said?
The young lady was on that show, Teachers, with you, Sarah Shahi, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen her.
You've seen her without makeup?
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of guys who want to know.
She's a beautiful woman.
Jesus.
I'm sorry?
I think there are a lot of men that would appreciate the truth from you. And to sit there and lie because you're trying to get a deal done in television is...
No, I'm not. She's a beautiful woman. I've seen her in curlers. She's a beautiful woman.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Well, you know what, man? You don't want to believe me.
Well, I don't. You know, come on. How about that other one, Sarah Alexander?
We're not talking about these women anymore. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Jewel. Go ahead, Jewel.
We were just listening to this woman who was on there talking. I have to agree with her 100%. This guy's a phony.
You're agreeing with me or her?
I agree with her. He's a phony.
She called me a lot of names that were uncalled for. I wear a hair system. I'm not trying to con some guy by putting on a rug that I pulled off the styrofoam head.
Do you know the difference between a face and a boss?
I'm sorry, a face and a what?
A face and a boss.
A face and a bust? Yeah, one is your face, the other is your breast.
And a boss.
Yes, a face and a boss.
A
one is your
and
face,
a boss.
And the other is a person who you work for.
No, a face.
Right.
But
that you put flowers in.
Okay, a vase and a what?
And a bust.
And a bust?
And a bust.
Okay, a vase you put flowers in. A bust is when you're arrested.
A vase and a bust. A bust.
A vase is what you put flowers in, and a boss is who you work for.
A vase and a bust.
A vase and a bust.
No,
that was the guy that,
the guy that sang
Born to Run. I'm sorry. A vase is what you put flowers in, and a boss is the guy that sang Born in the USA.
Hey,
a vase and a boss is exactly the same thing. You put flowers in both of them.
You put flowers
you
in
the
boss.
You just say it differently. Except
a boss is something that
is over $100. That's the only difference.
Oh, look, Jewel, I got to get back to some of the other patients.
Jewel, hold on. It's Phil Hendry. Hold on. 1-800-44. I wish you wouldn't.
Well, you know.
Yeah, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Tell the lesbians that Bob Green is coming and hell follows.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Okay, Jewel, go ahead. We're back on.
This is the lady who wanted to know what a vase was.
No, she said, what's the difference between a vase and a vase?
The face is what's on the outside of your skull with eyes in it. I don't understand.
Never mind. Jewel, are you there?
No, she's not there, man. She's in the cab of a truck doing something else now. And it's got something to do with her face.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.